Obviously, this is a very interesting and expansive potential market, not only here in China, but for Chinese foreign asset managers as well. I guess the broader question, though, is what sort of tools, I guess, are these asset managers going to need to actually succeed here in China? What sort of loopholes and pitfalls can they expect?
Well, the fundamental thing, the starting point, is only about 5% of China's household assets are held in foreign shares, which is very low by international standards. So there's doubtless some significant room for expansion of this. But the success really depends on two things. The most fundamental one is, of course, what happens on the Chinese share market, because you can have the best technique in the world, but if you can't make money, because the share market doesn't perform extremely well or is not a reliable place for savings, then people are not going to invest. Doubtless foreign companies will have greater expertise in such matters, and therefore they're hoping to benefit from it. So,
is it going to be easy to convince the market here in China to sort of shift towards investing in mutual funds, which of course is now the norm, in places like Europe and North America? But here in China, you've got a lot of mom and pop investors who, do what their neighbor tells them to.
Actually, there is quite good reasons why the mutual funds market is not very developed in China. Firstly, there is no evidence that in an advanced market, share picking can outperform the market. On the contrary, there's a great deal of evidence against it. However, in some developing economies, there is still evidence that if you can pick individual shares well, then you can outperform the market as a whole, and normally a mutual fund. So the fact that these people, the mom and pop, if you put it in China, actually engage in individual share market is not actually highly irrational. There is a second question, however, which is whether shares are a safe place in which to put your assets, and I would be much more dubious.
And as far as these mutual funds are concerned and the potential growth in them, obviously you need a rating systems in place to ensure that what you're going to invest in gets the return that you're sort of hoping for. Is that going to be an issue with China's market, I guess, sort of opening up now to these foreign ratings agencies, but still going to take a little while to get going? Is that going to be a hindrance at all?
Yes, but the most fundamental hindrance is the extreme volatility of the Chinese share market. All the expert studies show that there is actually an inverse relation between economic growth and share market. That is, the faster the economy grows, the worse the share market does. So if the share market does particularly well, the economy will not do so well. And China's situation is that you have both a rapidly growing economy and there is great volatility. So as long as those combinations, it's more a question of people looking to get particular returns by investment skills rather than being a place to safely put your savings. So therefore, I think that it's very good to have more correct mutual funds and better run mutual funds, etc. But you can't actually buck the fundamental trends of the share market, and they do pose some problems.